This is Pastor Dean Proctor from Queensway Baptist Church in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to a podcast of one of our latest sermons. At Queensway, we seek to impact lives for Jesus in this generation and in generations to come. As you listen to this podcast, we trust you'll be blessed. So we are back in the book of Proverbs this morning. If you're visiting with us for the first time, this is part three of a series that we've been working through this month called the Book of Proverbs, Wisdom for Daily Life. Today we're specifically talking about the security that we have in our identity each day, our security. Where do we find our purpose? Where do we find, where do we rest, and on what are we building our lives? In the first two parts, I've taken concepts out of Proverbs and weighed them against one another, and I did that on purpose. So the first week, we talked about wisdom versus foolishness, or folly. The second week, we talked about generosity versus stinginess, or greed. That was the second week. And this week, we're talking, as I've already said, about the true security that God affords versus the false security that the world offers. And we're going to play those two things off of one another this morning. I once had a t-shirt that had this on it. It was actually kind of neat because my dad is a collector of antique cars, and there was this ministry that would go around to the car shows, Christian Rodders Association, I think. And they were all people that had these hot rod cars but knew that Jesus came first. That was a fun hobby, but that their identity wasn't wrapped up in whatever trophies they got or didn't get. And so this group put out these shirts, which I thought was a very good positioning statement for somebody in that context. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It's an important statement because when we consider what the world offers, what the world tempts us with, I mean, even when we look at other world religions, we see that security often rests on what you do, what you accomplish, what you achieve, what you have. The world encourages us to trust in ourselves. To thyself be true, said Shakespeare. Some trust in finance. Some trust in good works. Some trust in, you know, self-realization and attaining to some magical plane. Some cross their fingers and they hope that at the end of days, that mystical, magical, unknown teeter-totter will tip and all the good deeds will outweigh all the bad deeds for them. Some trust in that. Some trust in this world in L. Ron Hubbard and Tom Cruise. I don't trust in any of that stuff. Some trust in the Pope and his army of cardinals and bishops. I don't trust in any of that. There are a lot of false hopes. There are a lot of things vying and saying, no, you can rest in this. You can trust on that. You can build the foundation of your faith on this. Proverbs takes a look at some of these things. And I want to share four kind of main areas that came to mind as I was putting this together of where the world says, this is your identity. This is where you place your security. And we handled this one last week in more full detail, but dollars and cents. Is your hope and security wrapped up in dollars and cents? And so the go-to proverb for this one is Proverbs 11:28. And it says, whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. You see, how we handle money, that's an indication of our own spiritual health, of where we're placing our security. We're in a budget season here at Queensway. The annual meeting's coming up, end of January, and so we're in budget season, and all these budgets are being put together. And when those budgets are assembled, they are a theological document, right? Because what they spell out very clearly in black and white is what we think of God, what we trust him for, what we don't trust him for. They're a theological document themselves. If we create a budget in this church that we know we can hit, Because, I mean, you can shoot for the moon, and that's just not responsible. We're going to have $1 million budget next year. Probably not. But if we set a budget and we look at it and we go, yes, we can handle that, then the message that we're giving to God is your services are not required here. We got this. You don't have to show up, God. We don't need divine intervention. You don't have to show up because we got this. We're secure in ourselves. That's a bad way to live. We got to place everything in the hands of God. We've got to let those budget documents reflect an open-handed trust in God as provider. The next area that the world encourages us to place our trust in is in our reputation or our social standing. What do people think of us? What do people think of you? Proverbs 12:9, better to be lowly and have a servant than to play the great man and lack bread. You know, if I tell you that my latest Instagram post got 642 views, 187 likes, you could say I'm a pretty big deal. Why? Because a bunch of people clicked the little button with a thumb next to it. That's what my security is built in. I keep refreshing the page to see if I got more likes yet. I mean, really? That's that what people think of me, what my reputation, what my social standing is, that's what I build my security on, how popular I am in comparison to someone else. That is a moving target. Proverbs says that real security isn't about what people say about me or how many likes or unfollows I get. It's seen in how I display Christ within me, how I live, how I carry myself, what I demonstrate about Jesus in my life daily. How am I a witness for Jesus? It's not about what people think. I mean, come on. Jesus was not popular with a bunch of people of great social standing in his age. His own family for a season, he was not very popular with them. How can we build our lives on the same kind of thing? We can't. Jesus' identity was that he was the Son of God. He knew that. He knew why he had been sent. He knew that. We've just sung, I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. That needs to be our identity. What about placing your security in other people or another person or a group of people? There's a warning in Proverbs 23:17. It says, let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. Don't covet another person's position. Don't place all of your faith in a person or in a group of people, because they're going to let you down. People always disappoint. And that's why it's so sad when I see someone walk away from the faith, walk away from practicing their faith. I don't mean, you know, choosing to worship somewhere else. That's a whole other conversation, and sometimes that's a very smart thing to do. I mean walking away from the faith. Because why? Because of a person. Because the minister said or did this, or because the people are in the church were this or that. So your faith was built on what other people thought. That's not a firm foundation. You've been actually practicing churchianity and not Christianity. If the disappointment of a person, the actions of a person can drive you away from the faith, what was your faith built on to begin with? Because people are going to disappoint. The church is messy. The church is full of people. People are messy. People will say and do dumb things. Many of those people are in the pulpits. But it happens. So I just want to say to us, a reminder to us, to you, don't derive your sense of well-being or your community or your purpose through a false hope that's placed in people. Place your trust in Jesus. But even that opens a false hope. It goes the other way. We can place our hope, our security, in faith-based things that we do. On the surface, they sound great. Proverbs 28:14 is the passage we'll look at in just a second. Have you ever heard somebody identify themselves as being spiritual but not religious? I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. And what that is a trendy way of saying, I acknowledge that there's probably a God, but I'm not doing a thing to serve him. Spiritual, yeah, something's out there. But I'm not religious, so I don't actually do anything with that. I don't actually put any of that into practice. And you see, before we kind of look down our noses at that, it goes the other way too. Because you can be very religious and not spiritual. Pharisees were very religious. Letter of the law. Spirit of the law they completely missed. So it goes both ways there. But you know, you can look at things like worship attendance. You can look at spiritual disciplines, Bible reading, solitude, giving, serving. And you can look at those things and you go, well, those are things I can find my comfort and joy in because they're all about God, right? Well, that's the problem. Those are things you're doing about God. He wants to do things with you. So you can get caught up in faith-based activities and it all looks good. But then what happens is it boils down to how good was my prayer time this morning? How good is my devotional life? Like, confession, I'm 3 days behind in my devotional readings. That feels horrible. But not because, but Jesus doesn't stop loving me because I'm 3 days behind in my devotional reading. My security isn't built on that. It's not built on any good works that I do in the church, outside the church, in the community. Proverbs 28:14 says, blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. See, when our worship, our faith is exercised through a bunch of disciplines where we focus only on what we're doing and we forget about what's been done for us already, we've built an idol. We're doing things about God. We're not doing things with God. We're doing things chiefly about the one who died for us. We're not offering things to the one who died for us. And therefore, our security, as well-intentioned as it is actually in the wrong place. So that's a few of the things in our world, and I mean, we could make a big list. Health and wealth and relationships and feelings, that's a good one. Social standings, none of these things offer real lasting security. In fact, when overemphasized, when unmanaged, when you focus too much on those things, like I just said, they become an idol. They get more airtime than God gets in your life. If you can't have a simple conversation with someone without bringing up the latest diet that you're on, or the latest investment opportunity that came your way, or the success you're having and the exciting opportunities that exist in your home-based business, it's a strong indication that you're building your security on the wrong thing. You got to dial it back. Remember that your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. True security is only found in the God of the Bible. Proverbs 3:25 and 26. Don't be afraid of sudden terror or the ruin of the wicked when it comes. There's a word. When it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. That's a promise. That's security. The Lord will be your confidence, will keep your foot from being caught. He's the one who catches you when you fall. He's the one who guides you past many dangers, toils, and snares. He is where you can place your security. Similarly, Proverbs 14:26 and 27. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. Strong confidence in God, a refuge in God, a fountain of life from God, safety from the snares of death. That's security. Proverbs 16, 1-4. The plans of the heart belong to a man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked, for the day of trouble. There's our reminder. We may think we got this handled. We may think we can handle whatever life throws our way, but success in any endeavor is not built on our plans or even our good intentions. It's built on, pardon me, on submitting that plan to the will of God, to being submissive to God in the working out of that plan and in trusting God for all that's needed to complete that plan. And I'm just, you know, I'm proof texting all these proverb scriptures, just listing them off. But I've got a scripture that I've proof texted to explain my proof texting. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. You want a word about security that's found in God alone? There it is. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. So the question this morning, and I have to ask it, is the security that you have, if you have security in this life, is it built on things you can see, or is it built on things you can't see? Is it built on things that are temporary, or is it built on things that are eternal? Spoiler alert, everything in the world is temporary. Everything but everything. The grass withers, the flower fades, our bodies, our money, our relationships, our work, even our spiritual disciplines all fade. And so we can't place our security on those things. What's left when that all fades? The prophet Isaiah in chapter 40 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass." The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. That's what's eternal. That's what's forever. That's a firm foundation. Jesus Christ, the word of God, the beginning and the end, the ruler over all creation, and that includes every area of our lives. He is the ruler over it, whether we're conscious of it or not. And that's why everything needs to constantly be submitted to him. We can trust in him. He is our stronghold. He's the joy of our salvation. We can rely on him and have complete security in him because God didn't spare his own son in order that we would have an unhindered relationship with him for eternity. He gave up Jesus as a ransom for many. On the cross, Jesus accomplishes the total defeat of death. He takes our sins on his body as he hung on the cross. He died so that we wouldn't have to be separated from the Father for eternity. And like the man in the video says, I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Jesus died so that we could be restored to the Father forever, finding in him every ounce of satisfaction and security that that is required, that this world can never supply, an eternal inheritance that is firmly established in heaven. So what I hope you take with you this morning is the warning, the caution about how misleading falsely placed security can be. Because you can be right with the world, and you can be right with your family, and you can be right with society, and you can eat the right foods, and you can be a success in your business, and you can be in church every Sunday, and you can still be walking on shifting sand. It is possible to be sincere and to be sincerely wrong. But if all of those things I just listed are placed under, in submission to God through Jesus Christ, that's when you realize the true security that you have. when you call out to him for salvation, and then follow him wherever he leads, trusting his provision, that's security. That's building your house on solid rock. I'll leave off with this from Proverbs 29. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Many seek the face of a ruler, but it is from the Lord that a man gets justice. And that you can be secure in.